views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Energetic shifts are still accessible to what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this radio show as an opportunity for you to call in and receive energetic shifts from favorite energetic practitioners. And today's show, I have Erin Campbell-Betton with me, and she is from Intuitive Living. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Karen Campbell-Batten is a certified body talk practitioner, a UN Method Master and certified acute care nurse practitioner, and a mother. Karen is the winner or the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. Are you there, Karen? Hello? Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulties here because Erin cannot hear.
Just stand by and I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Just keep talking and we'll get her on the line.
Okay, all right. We'll get Erin on the line right away here. So I'll just take this opportunity to share what's been going on with me. You know, spring is in the air and there's been a lot of change happening for a lot of people. We're in a 9 year, and a 9 year means 2016 adds up to the number 9. And the number 9 is a number of completion. And so if you go back and you look at what happened to you 9 years ago, you can get a pretty good idea of like what you were starting, where your energy was going, what you were putting into it. You go back to that time and you start noticing these things so that you, because this is your year
and
to collect.
Let us see if we got Karen on.
So, you know, if you, what's that?
Let us see if we got Karen on.
Karen, is good, Karen on?
Karen, good morning.
Oh, there we go.
Good morning. I think I can hear you guys. Yay.
Karen, I was just telling, yeah, the technology has been going a little bit crazy. I think my dragons, my paintings went to the printer yesterday, and Tales from the Vector, I guess you could say, is flown the coop and is about to be born. They've been waiting 9 years. I was just talking about the 9 year cycle. So I'll finish telling people about what I was saying about that. But I've been having a lot of crazy things happen on my computer the last 2 days, and my phone also decided not to ring. I've never had a phone decide not to do that before. So, but what I was telling them, Karen, is that because this is a 9 year, if you go back 9 years ago, you can kind of see what you were working on 9 years ago. 2016 is the year of completion. And so this is our time to collect for all the good work that we've been doing for the last 9 years. And so if people are aware of this, then, you know, they can collect at a higher rate. And so I will be putting out a teleshifting seminar to clear weaknesses around that. And that will be on April 21st. But now that you're on the line, I want to get back to you. What's been going on with you? I saw your newsletter this morning and it's busy.
Yeah, there's been, you know, I think we're right before the new moon on tomorrow, right? So it was a great time to start, you know, hearing that inner call and perhaps stepping into what it is you want to create. We've been doing a lot of really fun, expansive work and playing with how it's easier than we've been conditioned to believe to create what we want in our life. And by sort of anchoring into our inner knowing, our inner power, our feminine energy, whether you're a man or a female, to support us in having an awareness of the limitations that have supported us in staying small and keeping us from what we desire to create in our lives. And, you know, observing those limitations with a real gentleness, right? Our human response is to kind of fight them, defend them, you know, come up with a million stories as to why we are where we are and why we're experiencing, you know, all the things that we're experiencing that we don't want, right? So many of us even socially connect on that space, right? Sitting around talking about how much our, you know, our husbands are terrible and our, you know, and the school systems are bad and the housing market and the taxes and the life and the politicians, you know, we're constantly putting out there, you know, the what has already happened, right? And we're bemoaning it and we're ruminating it and we're constantly recycling it on some level. So I've really, as you said,
that's
the
what
newsletter
I was talking
is,
about. Yeah, it's that 9-year thing is really big because, like, I don't know about you, but I put some energy and effort in for the last 9 years and I'd like to collect and receive the benefits back from that and then send those benefits back to out to other people and then have that returned. And I see that you're doing like so many things here. I'm like, wow, you have a conference tonight. Is that right?
Well, it's just that I'm doing a weekly class in my office, which is it's called the Franklin Method. And this is a guy who was a dancer, but he's done a phenomenal job of creating a method of utilizing the mind-body connection. And it's funny, when I first taught the class, I was, you know, my friend was teaching it, and I was kind of a little bit like, well, sure, you're doing it, I'll go. And I found myself so aggravated because I needed to participate in the class. So it gave me this real participate in the sense of kind of ask questions, and he would ask questions. It brought me back to like the seven, you know, as a seven-year-old. It's like, well, what makes the arm move? Like, I don't freaking know what the arm moves. Why are you asking me that? You know, like this funny little response of not even wanting to see or know what I don't know, right? And here's my, I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse practitioner. I've taken anatomy and physiology, but I don't know exactly where my hip joint articulates on my body. And so by the end of the first class, I was a little ticked off in the sense of like, that wasn't so relaxing because I had this incredible inner critique. But I also, from all the work that I've done, I was aware of it. And I was sort of like, oh, my goodness, look at the response I've had to this funny little class. And so I took several of the classes. And what I found is after I took them, I was so much more focused, you know, and it became very clear of how our world is very oriented to the external presentation, right? We're always focused on our house and what's happening out there and the politicians and the reality TV shows and what we need to fix us and get better. So I, you know, took a huge leap of faith and signed up to become an instructor, a Franklin Method instructor. And it's been just this phenomenal experience of, the class, you get very intimate awareness of the body-mind connection, of how your mind impacts how you feel in your body, but also how you feel in your body impacts your mind. And we're doing, you know, so we're exercising while we're doing that. And we're actually, you know, increasing the neurological pathways that support us to believe, know, and consciously connect to the powers that we have to create change in anything we've got going on, right? And giving us a set of tools to support us in remembering that and then collectively coming together to experience that, right? We always think that we need to find the right pill or the right doctor or the right this.
Yeah, because when people have physical pain, it's rarely physical at root cause. It's underlying emotional responses. And so that's really cool information to know, so that you recognize that, you know, something maybe happened in your day and upset you, and now you've got a pain in your body. And then being able to track where that's coming from is a huge gift. When we come back, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to get you to share your contact information so that people can, connect with you if they want to tonight. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Karen Campbell Batten. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some more shift happen.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
On The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell Batten. Karen, before the break, I wanted you to share your contact information, and we ran out of time, so that you can let people know how to connect with you for this online program you're doing tonight, or this program you're doing at your office there.
Yeah. Tonight is an in-person class, but there are other classes that are coming up, and there are some teleseminars that are coming up as well. So, yeah, check in. There's always something going on, distance sessions, all sorts of opportunities to join in this expansive energy. And really, it's a great time to do it, aligning with the new moon and our space of accessing our ability to create what we want. So it's my website currently is intuitiveliving.ny.com. My email is Karen@intuitiveliving.ny.com. I'm in the getting towards the end of stages of launching my brand new website, which will be KarenBenton.com in due time. But hopefully sooner than later, we're going to get it. I'm hoping for May 1st for that. But as you know, Colette,
well,
you know,
with the way as the way the computer has been behaving today,
yeah, the whole world. Isn't
we
ready
do
for
have
all
a caller on the line,
yet.
Karina from San Diego. So we're going to take Karina's call and see what we can do to shift some energy here. Are you there, Karina?
I am here. Hi, thank you for taking my call. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi,
Karina.
So,
good morning. What can we do for you today?
Okay. Well, I have come to the reality that, you know, I need help from the angels, and I need help in order for my husband to find out the truth about his mother and the deeds that she has done. Oh. And how she has.
I just want to ask you, like, what's going on? Like just in your life right now.
All
like,
right.
Are you,
I'm gonna tell you.
Is there a specific thing that
yes.
you would like us to shift? Or just the whole
yes.
thing?
There is. Okay, just to make it quick. I have found out by a few people that she pretty much cursed me and my husband, like, probably even before we even got married.
Okay, so we're just going to... Okay, so what we're going to do here, because I can feel that energy right now, and so, you know, I want to get a baseline from you, how much this bothers you, the thought of this, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. Where are you on that scale?
Okay. For me personally, I am probably like at a 5. And the only reason why I
okay,
say...
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to work on that. Karen, what are you picking up here?
Energy around victimhood is really where there's a pull into victimhood is what I'm feeling. And so I just want to, and religious, so there's sort of religious resonances with this paradigm of victimhood that, you know, so when you watch the news and the media and everything, it just sort of encapsulates. So you look for the story that satisfies that weakness that you're desiring to resolve, right? And right now the story is the curse, right? So we just strengthen you to the resonances with this paradigm of victimhood that people can do things to us, right? We always have choice, and we always have our reactionary power within us to create what we want, right? And we can focus on what someone has done to us, and we want to strengthen you as to the accumulated experiences in your life of focusing on what one has done to you or others or around to keep us from anchoring into our natural gift to share in this world.
And what I was picking up while Karen was talking, Karina, I was just... you know, working energetically on your authentic self triad. That's the body, the soul, and the spirit. We want to be in a position where we're really a solid whole being. And what's coming up, you know, people, they get really afraid of curses. And curses are just, they can be as simple as, oh, you know, damn you. And, or they can be more like a spell where it goes into a little more effort, you know, like stirring the pot. But as a whole being, there's no way that anyone can curse you unless you, as Karen said, take on this victim mentality or victim energy. And then when we do that, we tend to attract more of that energy to ourselves. And so I was strengthening for you to stand really strong and centered and stable and balanced in your authentic self triad so that when you have very strong boundaries for all this information that's coming in, all the external forces that are, you know, are moving towards you. So we're just going to strengthen you that you have strong boundaries and strong internal forces and that you're strong to the love that you get from source energy. If you are flowing in that love, then curses are not going to affect you, not at the same level. And as Karen said, not reacting to them. And so, Karen, I'm going to check in with you, Karina, and just see now if it feels any different to you.
It felt so powerful, Colette, when you were saying that you were anchoring her in. So I was wanting her to just connect to that for a moment. And just if you can imagine how you've been re-anchored to the earth energy, and it's, sort of flowing through your core and supporting dissolving this paradigm that has impacted your life, right? And it's so powerful that you call in today, the day before the full moon, as you can align with the full moon energy to support you in creating what you desire and, you know, looking for the tools that are going to support you in creating, you know, in you accessing your own power, right? Not looking for someone else to fix the curse, or someone else to help your husband, or someone else to dissolve the things that have happened to him, but rather anchoring into your feminine energy. So how do you feel now? You know, just feel you're in your body. What does it feel like?
Yeah, I completely agree. Pretty much, I know that it has not affected me as much, because I know that. I do know that. That it is in the internal power.
But feel your body. Can you feel your core? Does it feel different for you now than it did when you first called in? That's what I want you to anchor into, that energy. Because that's that subtle.
Well, it reassured everything.
But that's the mind.
That you were telling me. It reassured everything that I've already done research myself, and I've looked into it, and I've heard from other people and everything, right? And I totally get that.
No, yeah, so
that's all mine.
So what we're going to do is we're going to strengthen you right now, that you're going to stand in your power, and we're going to get you strong to what you want in life instead of what you don't want in life. That's your number one weakness that's coming in right now. If you focus on what you don't want, you get more of what you don't want. If you focus on a happy life and not buy into this feeling of being a victim, then people could curse you all they want, and you would not be victimized by it. And that's where we want to get you. So really quickly here, and I know sometimes it can be challenging to have a belief that's a problem that you've had clearly for some time, that it could just be resolved in seconds here, but it can. So we're going to strengthen you to that. That you're going to let go of time, and you're going to let go of the feeling that this has happened in the past or the present or in the future, and just strengthen you to right now in this moment, stepping into this place where you are not a victim. You are a conscious being who is steering your reality. And so we want to strengthen that for you, and so that you can feel that all the way into your core. That's what Karen was talking about. What happens is people have a tendency to want to think about it, and thinking about it does not allow you to feel your intuition, to feel your perception, and to feel that insight that comes in. That's what we're going to strengthen for you, so that no matter what anyone says to you, or how they say it, or what they've done, that you're going to move forward, consistent steps of action towards your goals. And, you know, I'm getting that you would, you know, you feel like your energy is one that wants to be very joyful. So that's a choice. We're going to strengthen you to that choice. Karen, do you have any last words here for Karina?
No. I mean, it feels, it's just the anchoring and the feeling. Right?
Strengthening it feels
different. Not feeling. All the accumulated experiences of not feeling, you know, that subtle energy, those subtle whisperings, those subtle, powerful aspects of her being that are hidden and under the clouds and the filters of the mind and the intellect and the overthinking and the looking and the doing.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, yeah. That feels way better and to me. How are you feeling on the other end there, Karina?
How am I feeling? I am feeling,
I'm
feeling very powerful. I have a very strong sense of trust with God. But the thing is that
that's
my husband is the one that is being more effective than myself.
We're going to, because we have to go for a break, and what we're going to do is, we wanted to talk a little bit more about this, but we're just going to give you this last shift here before we go on the break, that you're not going to worry about what other people do. And I'm just going to strengthen you to that, that every time you go there, what's going to happen is you're going to be reminded by yourself from your heart that you deserve to have a good life. And so we just strengthen that. I am Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. Thank you for calling in, Karina. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Stephan is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night.
Thank you, Brian, for always finding the perfect song.
Oh, thank you, Colette. Always a pleasure.
I'm always singing and forgetting what I'm doing. Oh, that's right.
It's so much fun, as Brian always has a knack for finding the right song.
Yeah.
So this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny with Karen Campbell-Benton today. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819 to get some issues resolved here. And we just had Karina on the phone, and we just wanted to explain a little bit more about what was going on there. Can you... You have the floor, Karen. Go for it.
I got the floor. Woo! So there's this interesting experience that we have where we engage in activities that sabotage our ability to create what we want. Some of the conversation that we have with Karina was this beautiful gift of highlighting that all of us experience, including me, and it can happen in an hour, and then I reshift back to another. But it's engaging in stories and the victimhood piece, but it's the choices we make, right? So whenever we are focusing on wanting to change how someone is showing up in our lives or whatever someone else is experiencing in their lives, right? We want life better to be for our mothers and we want life better to be for our fathers. We are really expanding the victimhood story in the sense of that whole story that says, I feel sorry for you. How can I help you? That sabotages that person's journey to resolve their own issues, to bring in their life what they are looking to resolve, right? Conflict is a vehicle to wisdom and to knowing so that we can shed what we're looking to shed and step even further into the expression of our unique spirit in this earth and the sharing of our gifts, right? So if somebody comes in and takes that experience from us and holds some of it for us, which is a classic, husband, wife, mother, daughter, father, son thing, right? We want to hold our children's pain. We want to hold our father's pain for them, but really we're doing them a disservice. And not only that, but we are then taking the focus away from our ability to create. And when we are in our energy to create, we effortlessly invite other people to do that. And you've met these people in your lives, right? Where you're looking at them and their light is shining so bright and they're feel so joy and abundance. Doesn't mean they're always saying things that are perfect and experiencing a perfect life. If you talk to them, they've had dramatic losses in their lives. They've had conflict in their lives, and they might even be in the midst of them. But there's something about them, and it's that they are vested in honoring themselves, respecting themselves, nurturing themselves. They won't go out to a party because they hear that inner whispering in them that says, I need to stay home and honor and nurture myself. Right. And that's the greatest gift we can give the world, because it's just like, that one friend that won't come along to the party and everybody badmouths them and says, oh, I can't believe she wouldn't come. Because each one of us is then saying, wow, I didn't actually want to come either. And I came, so she should have to come. Right. These funny little pieces and stories that we tell ourselves. What would it be like in a world
these are
where
like,
we all
these sound like
did
bickering
what we
sisters
to do?
When we're little.
What's that?
How we get into these little bickering arguments with our siblings.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're getting into a bickering argument with ourselves.
right. And this funny little bit, if you want your husband's life to show up differently, that is a screaming invitation for you to look within, inquire within to how you can align with what you want to create in your life so that you can hold that person to be right where they're at, so they can access their own inner compass to create what they want, right? And that's where we grow as a humanity and we start to, really access this creative ability. And it's so powerful that it knocks us on our feet. Like, we can't believe that we're able to create with such ease when we fully step into this power, right? And we start to notice with a gentleness our sabotaging behaviors. How gentle can we be with ourselves when we have an awareness of how we have sabotaged our own experiences, right? And can we support each other to do that? And that's one of the most beautiful things when I started to get into body talk in particular was I had a session, which I ended up crying my eyes out afterwards. And it was beautiful because I didn't even have a story. There was no story attached to it. I was sort of going, I have no idea what's happening to me right now. I can't stop crying. So I went out to lunch with a bunch of these, you know, people that were in this class with me, and I'm a nurse, so this was not acceptable for me to be crying. You know, I'm supposed to be an, you know, uphold figure and have my act together, and here we're going to lunch, and I'm like, dude, I can't make it through the day unless I eat. And they're like, come on. So I'm crying. No one cared. No one cared at all. It was the most beautiful experience for people to hold me to be right where I was at. That allowed me to connect to my own energy to support me to accept this experience for what it was. What would it be like to accept this experience that I was feeling, you know, vulnerable at the time? I was releasing, I was letting go. And it really was so powerful for me. So opposite of what nursing is, right? In the traditional sense, so many of us, or myself, I shouldn't really speak about myself, went into nursing to care for others, to help others, right? And that is powerful on one level. But when we do it to the extent with it, we sabotage our own light, then we are adding to that victim story and not radiating. So we fill ourselves so that we can show up in communion in whatever relationships we have. And if we need others to show up differently, then we get to invite that inquiry within ourselves. How can I nurture and honor myself so that I can hold this person to be where they're at and allow them to resolve their own story and step into their own power to create what they want in their lives?
Wow. That was beautiful. you said that so eloquently. Thank you.
Thank you, Colette. Thank you. And it's
you know, we are
it's
so
what we all have, right?
We can be so mean to ourselves, right? We talk the talk we have when we're children. Like we wouldn't talk to other people in that harsh a tone, most of us. But you know, unless we're really upset. But when it comes to our own self, a lot of times we can be very, very hard on ourselves. And there's a certain value to being a little bit more gentle, don't you think?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And what, you know, when we're being so hard on ourselves, doesn't it make it harder when someone comes up and says, oh my God, I'm so sorry for you. Don't you go deeper into it, right? Versus when someone just stands there fully accepting the space that you're in, not needing to change what your reaction is, not needing to change how you're showing up. It's one of the most beautiful human experiences out there, of feeling that possibility of fully accepting everything just as it is. So powerful.
Yeah, you
it's
know.
It's so simple, right? It's not
it,
the doing
what it
energy,
does for
it's in the being.
Yeah, it's so simple that people miss it.
Well, right, because then the blank are we going to do all the time if we don't have to do anything?
Yeah, and what happens for a lot of people I'm finding right now, there's a lot of information out there that you can watch and listen to that's really negative. You know, it's not very pleasant information. And there's also information out there that is beautiful and loving and gentle and joyful. Mm-hmm. And so let's do an energetic shift right now, Karen, for everybody listening now, listening later, that they could get into this space of loving themselves, forgiving themselves, letting go of any judgment, and then recognizing that the people that we are communicating with, the people we're interacting with, are also on their journey. And if there's no judgment in that, then we can move forward and in a more loving, kind way. And I studied with Majaya Sati Bhagavati at the ashram, and she was an amazing woman. She could drop a whole room full of people in full meditation in 30 seconds. And, you know, she was like a loving mother, very much the Kali energy where, you know, you cut through the crap and you get to the real reason. So that, because if you know, as a parent, you're a mom, you know that when you tell your children that, oh, you're so great. And then they go to school and they find out that, you know, their parents all told them they were great too.
Right.
That it can be quite challenging. If a mother does it, a mother does it with love. And
standing in your truth as a mother, right? So standing in your truth as a mother means that you're going to stand in the truth for your child, to stand up for engaging in conflict with them so that they can have the learning and the wisdom. If all we did was say, yes, honey, you're amazing, you're perfect, oh, that's fine, you can do, you know, we're not standing in our truth then, right? And then we go and we're pissed off to someone else because our kid's driving us nuts. But the greatest gift we can be is to stand in our authenticity, you know, so that invites our children to stand in their authenticity, which then invites them to find out Absolutely. What makes them feel alive, yeah. right? And then when they are navigating life in search of what makes them feel alive, they are infinitely connected to the universal energy that supports them to naturally share their gifts, which is not necessarily in doing or creating these hard and fast goals of what we need to happen, but being in the flow of how that's going to show up, because we're not limited by what we need to happen. We're open to what can show up and how we can create what we desire out of that experience, right?
I love that. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I want to thank all of you for all the wonderful comments on my book. It is on Amazon, Lulu, and you can also order it through the website. And thank you for the reviews on Amazon and Lulu. They help to sell the book, and you're much appreciated when you do that. We'll be right back after this break.
Walking with gorillas down my street.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
any day now. I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with Karen Campbell-Benton on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We were just talking about, you know, being more gentle with ourselves. And I just wanted to say that I've been really, really busy the last while. And I wanted to say our energetic upgrade online program, the foundation program, will be out around the end of April. And we've been working on that for a year. So I'm really excited about that. People can go to energeticupgrade.com to get all the information about how to look into that. And Karen, you, I just wanted you to share what you're doing again, because I know you've been busy too. So can you please let the listeners know what's going on with you and what they can, what you're up to now.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So one-on-one sessions are always available. And two, we have this phenomenal weekend course called Mindscape. I'm bringing in an instructor from the UK. This guy who was a in the financial world in London and has basically, you know, taken that to the back seat and now full-time teaching this amazing course that gives us the tools to kind of access our, to access our inner knowing and wisdom, that creation process, that it can be applied as an entrepreneur, business owners, artists, performers, dancers, practitioners, whatever it may be. You know, just coming together with a common intention of supporting and creating and bringing more energy to that paradigm of life rather than the other paradigm of life. And then I have my weekly classes. And stay tuned. You can check it out on the website at www.intuitiveLivingNY for some teleseminars that will be coming up about limitless living, right? Collectively supporting us to drop the limits that keep us small and keep us in this energy of what we're not able to do, and expand our creative potential as humans to make a life that's better than we could even have dreamt of, right? We don't even want to limit it to our dreams, because they are limited by the filters of our brain and our mind and what it knows. We want to expand to what we now don't even know is possible at this time. Like we experience together all the time, Colette, on this show, that people shift instantaneously and they're blown away by it, right? They're kind of in awe going, like, I can't believe I can't even access that feeling anymore. But then, you know, we might quickly go into a story in that, because that's a very harrowing experience that might be new to us, right? This possibility. But you and I and so many other people are out here moving and shaking this possibility so that we can all step into it and we can start to create a world that shifts in ways that we have never dreamt.
And you know, have you noticed that when you're having fun, it's more fun if your friends and family and all the other people around you are also having fun? And that's kind of been my, you know, driving force in many ways, because it's kind of boring if, you know, you're having fun and the people around you are still suffering. You know, and this is, you know, it's been a very, very busy time for me because of the dragons, you know, waiting 9 years to come out. And these are, they have such beautiful stories of wisdom. My dragons are actually unconditional love. And so the deck of cards is an oracle, but it's also energy clearing cards. So that's what I want to provide for people. And I'm so excited because I'm going out to the Spring Festival of Awareness at the end of April here. It's in, you can look that up, at, you know, springfestivalofawareness.com. And it's in Penticton, BC. And it's been running 37 years. And I've been speaking there for 5 or 6. And I keep telling them, yep, the dragons will be out next year. And this time I'm actually going to show up with them. And I think it's very fitting that it's there where the dragon energy is very gentle, loving, powerful information that can move people forward in a to experience a better life. That's what we're here, is to experience. And so we want to not place judgment if things seem to be going a little rough. You know, it's rough around the edges. You know, we're all diamonds in the rough here, is what I'm getting. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody out there, recognizing that there's always going to be things that come up that are not perfect or exactly the way we thought they were going to go. But if we allow ourselves to step out of judgment and find the perfection of imperfection, then life is a lot more fun. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah. Right. And however we do that,
I think
it's
about it,
be
Karen,
a unique expression.
You know, when we met, we were at a seminar, and look at what good friends we are now and how we've stayed together. Nice. Even though you're in New York in the United States and I'm in British Columbia in Canada, you know, it's this is how we can, you know, strengthen ourselves to connect with people who have a vision of wanting to have a good life. A good life is, you know, good.
Right. And sharing our stories of what is happening that's amazing in our lives, right? And, you know, that funny little piece of like, oh, it's, you know, I diminishing ourselves to meet other people on where we perceive that they are, you know, and the power of doing the exact opposite, of standing in your light so that you inspire effortlessly, not by the things you say, but by your just innate energy, invite other people to then find that power that they have within themselves to do the same, right? And sometimes that's going to be responded with a trigger, right? Some people are not going to want to hear that. They want to stay with the story that they are, but we can hold them to be right there, right? Knowing that in their time and in their space and their journey, all will unfold for them as it is meant to unfold, right? And we don't need to change, but when we stand in our light, we invite that in others effortlessly, right? Totally different than trying to make it happen.
Yeah, shift happens on its own. There's always going to be change. There's always going to be change. And so you may as well let go of the fear around change and steer it in the direction you would like to see it go. We're going to be ending the show pretty soon. So I just wanted to ask you to share, you know, some maybe a shift of energy for people. We've got like about a minute. And just share something with the people that you'd like to leave them with.
The thing that comes up is this this innate wisdom that we have within, right? That we always think we need something else. That we're always looking for, you know, as a society where we are, you know, being fed that we need things to be complete, right? Whether it's the car or the house or the clothes or the next new tool or whatever it might be, or the next new guru or the next new practitioner or the next new course. But it's this sense of complete that only comes from nourishing from within. And in the beginning, that might be, you know, go buying that dress that lights you up, or go buying that tool that makes you feel alive. And then you keep playing with that, playing with how this feeling alive and radiating your heart energy feels deeply in your body, and then follow that flow. And you will be amazed at how your life starts to unfold.
Beautifully said, Karen. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning. I really enjoy your time. Thank you very, very much. This is called It's Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I just wanted to mention before I go off that I'm Dr. Pat's show April 11th on Transformation Talk Radio with Mark Kettenbeck from Inner Upgrade, and we're going to be talking about our new online program from you. Bye for now, and we'll see you in the morning.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.